Rav Aaron Leib Steinman, Zechreina Levracha, was a tremendous Pirish min Olam Hazeh. He abstained himself completely from the pleasures of this world. Besides, for tens of years, he fasted on every Monday and Thursday, and the rest of the days of the week, he mamish sustained himself on the bare minimum, very, very little food. Now, besides that, one of the things was he didn't eat any meat or drink any wine besides on Shabbos. And one time, one of his grandchildren saw a picture of that his grandfather, Rabbi Aaron Leib, was by a bar mitzvah, and there's a picture of him drinking some wine. And he couldn't believe it. So he asked Rabbi Aaron Leib later, he said, Zayda, I saw a picture of you drinking some wine at a bar mitzvah during the week. And I know that you don't drink, even at bar mitzvahs, at family simchas, at bar mitzvahs, you don't drink anything. Since it's not on Shabbos, you don't drink wine. So Rabbi Aaron Leib told him, I want to tell you something. I'm careful not to drink wine or eat meat during the weekday, even at bar mitzvahs. But if there's somebody hosting me, and he offers me wine, he says, the shaila of being pigeya, of hurting his feelings, of hurting his kavod, that he's trying to be mechaved me, he's trying to give me something to eat, and I'm turning it away. Maybe it's going to hurt his feelings. He says, then I push away my own chumrah. Obviously, we're not dealing with a chumrah of a shaila of an isser. This was a chumrah that he took on himself to abstain from worldly pleasures. So for that, there's a shaila of hurting another yid's feelings. For that, I push away my chumrah. And I want to tell you another unbelievable story with Rabbi Aaron Leib. Somebody once came to him for a haskama on a sefer. And obviously, everybody came to him. He wrote out many, many haskamas as the Gadol Hador. And there was one sefer that somebody came to him for a haskama. And he said, I can't write a haskama on this sefer. What's the reason? Because this person discusses in his sefer a whole arichas on the shaila. There's a chumrah not to drink liquids that you will not to drink water that you left uncovered. I think the Vilna Gaon's chumrah is not azeh. And Reb Aaron Leib himself was very makbid to keep this chumrah. So Reb Aaron Leib said, "I'll tell you why I can't write haskama on the sefer. Because if I'll write haskama." Then there's some younger man who's going to read the sefer and he say, "Oh, Rabbi Aaron Leib gave a haskama and he discusses this chumrah not to drink uncovered water. I also want to keep that chumrah." And then maybe it's going to make a shalom bayis issue with his wife. And I don't want to put my name on a haskama on anything that from that chumrah, which is a chumrah that Rabbi Aaron Leib himself keeps. But if through that chumrah it's going to come out, then maybe it's going to be a shalom bayis issue. And the younger man might not realize that he needs to have the seichel in such a case where his wife is having agmas nefesh from him not to keep the chumrah. So I don't want to put my name on a haskama on that chumrah at all. And I want to end with one more story about Rabbi Aaron Leib on this line. The year after Rabbi Aaron Leib's Rebbetzin was Nifter, the first year Pesach that he was without his Rebbetzin, there's a chumrah that many people have that on Pesach they prepare the water. Before Pesach, they fill up all the water. Whatever the reasons are, there are many people who keep this chumrah, Befrat in Eretz Yisrael. There are a lot of people that prepare all the water before Pesach. So Rabbi Aaron Leib went over to one of his shamashim and he asked him, "Can you please prepare me water before Pesach?" So the Meshamish looked at Rabbi Aaron Leib and he said, "Yilamdenu Rabbeinu, can Rabbeinu teach me?" He says, "All the years you never kept this chumrah. All of a sudden, Rabbi Aaron Leib's here around 90 years old, he's starting to keep a new chumrah that he never kept." So Rabbi Aaron Leib said, "I'll tell you something. This is a chumrah that I always wanted to keep. But I was afraid that it would inconvenience my wife. And therefore I never kept this chumrah. But now that unfortunately I'm all alone and my wife's not here and she won't be inconvenienced, now it's time for me to start keeping this chumrah." This is a tremendous lesson to everyone that when we're dealing with chumras, we have to have a shikul hadas and judge and weigh. On one hand, we're dealing with the feelings of our spouse. We're dealing with a shaila of deraisa, nos dvorim, hurting someone's feelings, of deraisa, a shaila of hurting someone's feelings. We have to weigh this very carefully. Is this chumrah proper to do or not? And it's such a shaila chamura that many times we need to go to a rav, go to our Rosh Hashiva, go to our Rebbe, go to somebody and be shoyel etza. I have a chumrah that I want to keep. This is how my wife responds to it. Is this the correct thing or not. May we always be zoicha to use the right seichel, the right shikol adas, and do what Hashem really wants us to do.